You're listening to Psalm 7, a message from our More Than a Song series. God is mighty to save. Know how God is a God who vindicates us in the third week of this series on worship.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our 4 p.m. service. We're glad you're here in spite of the rain. And this week, we're going through our series na More Than a Song, week 3 na po natin. And can we just pray first and just ask God to help us as we study the scripture. Lord, thank you so much for this afternoon, Lord, even though it's a rainy afternoon. We ask, Lord, that you, as we study your word today, na talagang makuha namin yung puso mo, what you want to say to us. I pray, God, that we would really look to the heart of God and the heart of Jesus when it comes to reading the book of Psalms. And Lord, we pray that this would minister to us today the same way as David was writing the book of Psalm. Alam namin, Lord, meron siyang pinagdadaanan at the time, and we know that in so many ways we could relate to what David was going through, maybe in a deeper level or in a different level. But we pray, Lord, that it would minister to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, our topic for today is in times of injustice. Right? Ang ginagawa po natin for the past 2 weeks is we look at the life of David in the book of Samuel, and then he starts writing some of the psalm at nirecord niya sa book of Psalm yung pinagdadaanan niya sa Samuel. Right? So kinoconnect lang natin yung pinagdaanan niya, and then he started writing his songs and the psalm, and see what was in his heart and in his mind during the time. First week, talked about David and Goliath, where they went to battle. Last week, we talked about David running away from Saul because Saul wanted to kill him. Pero ngayon, di pa ho tapos dahil akala natin, pagod na si Saul, hindi pa pala, gusto niya ulit patayin si David. And so here we are again in 1 Samuel 24, where there was this time of really injustice for David, because for him, parang wala naman akong ginawa sa'yo, Saul. In fact, I served you well. But why do you want to kill me? Why try to destroy my life? Why to believe the lies that the people around you are telling that you want to kill me? And so, itong message na to, para to sa mga taong injustice was done to you. And you're saying, I could relate with David. You know, I don't know what to do. I'm against the wall. I'm parang wala na. Parang nakatrap na ako dito. What does God want me to do in this situation? At the same time, these are for people. Maybe you're here today and you did injustice to someone. That up until now, hindi ka makatulog sa gabi dahil kinokonsensya ka pa rin sa lahat ng ginawa mo dati. Dati, including kahapon. Okay? Yung mga pinagagawa mo, tas alam mong mali ito, pero ginawa mo pa rin, and it has brought about harm and injustice to someone else. And so, this chapter and this psalm really talks about all of us, because all of us were either in the two sides of the spectrum. Injustice was done to us, or in a way, we did the injustice to someone. And so we look at the life of David in 1 Samuel 24. Excuse. It says here, when Saul returned from following the Philistine, he was told, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Right? And so may mga spies ulit si Saul, sabi si David, nandyan sa En-Gedi. And so Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men in front of the wild goat's rock. In short, si David, 600 men lang was with David at the time. Saul had 3,000 men looking for the army of David. Sobra siyang paranoid. Okay? Na gusto niya talagang patayin si David, at saka sobrang exalts niya, because this was once again the motto of his life, to destroy the life of David. And then in verse 3, he came to the sheepfolds by the way where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the innermost parts of the cave. It's funny because si Saul at this time, habang hinahanap nila, biglang he needed to relieve himself. Sa Tagalog, okay, di ko na sabihin kasi parang ang baho pakinggan, no? Hindi po siya umiihi dito. He was relieving himself. So it's the other one. And out of all the caves in the world, pumasok siya sa cave kung nasaan nandun si David sa kayong mga tao niya. And he was relieving himself. And David was there in the innermost part of the cave. And they saw King Saul in all of his undignified position. And the men of David said to to him, "Here is the day which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it shall seem good to you.'" Sabi niya, "Nako, Kapitan David, this is it. If you kill that guy, your misery is gone. The root of all problems is solved." In short, pag pinatay mo na yan, ikaw na yung susunod na hari. Ito na yung araw na binigay sa'yo ni Lord. In translation, no, in Psalm, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him." Hallelujah. Okay? Then David arose and stealthily cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Instead of killing Saul, ginawa ni David, pumunta siya doon, siguro sobrang feel na feel ni Saul yung ginagawa niya, hindi niya nakita si David. He cut off the robe of the king, which at the time was actually a sign of disrespect, because you cut off the robe of someone in authority. You know, you look at this and you read this, and some of us were saying, ito na yung pagkakataon, binigay na to ni Lord, this is the opportune time. You know, we were born for such a time as this. Parang lahat na ng quotation about the Bible na gusto mong sabihin, ito na to, blessings na to ni Lord, binigay na sa'yo ni Lord to, shortcut na to, this is the way. Patayin mo na si Saul. But then he decided just to cut a portion of Saul's robe. Kasi minsan, no, ang diskarte natin, iba sa diskarte ni Lord. That kung tayo nandito sa posisyon ni David, no, isipin mo, no, Lord, ito na ba to? Sobrang dali nito, Lord. Grabe, sobrang grace nito, Lord. Salamat, Lord. Pero iba yung action ni David at the time. Instead of killing Saul, he just cut off the robe. Now, maybe some of his men were saying, ano ba? Obvious naman, David. Patayin mo na yan. Stress na tayo dito. Ilang buwan na tayo tumatago dito sa akin. Hindi pa tayo naliligo. And all. Gusto ko na rin umuwi sa misis ko. Ayan na yan. Ito na to. Binigay na ni Lord. Diba sabi, magiging hari ka. This is your day. But David said, no, I cannot. So he just cut off the robe of the king. You know, even though sometimes sobrang obvious na, and sometimes we make advice, we give advice to people na obvious yung sagot. Pero maraming times, tanong nyo sarili nyo, nag-i-inquire ba kayo kay Lord? Because David was known as a man who would inquire of the Lord. He would always ask the Lord, before making something major in his life, he would inquire of the Lord. And this was something major. He was about to kill the king of Israel. And for sure, he was wrestling in his mind, do I kill this guy, or do I just cut off his robe, or do I do nothing? And there was that in his mind, and what he decided was just to cut off the robe. Do you inquire of the Lord? I remember there was a time somebody called me and said, mag-invest ka dito. He said, go to the stock market, get this stock, invest in this stock. It's a sure hit. Sabi ko, are you sure? Are you sure? Sabi niya, yes, it's sure. Sabi ko, really sure? Yes, I have insider's tip that this is good. Lagay mo pera mo dyan. Tri-triple yan. Ito yung mga naglagay ng pera dyan. Pak-pak. Nag-name drop. So, at that moment, I did not inquire of the Lord because I thought, wow, sure shot. Dami pala naglagay dyan ng pera. So I put a lot of money in that corporation. After putting a lot of money in just a few months' time, I lost almost 30% of my money because I put it there and then the slump happened. After a year, I couldn't take it out because I lose a lot of money. After 2 years, the same thing. Third year, the same thing. It was going down to the point it was 50% of the value that I put in. It took how many years? 5 years. Before, you know, really where God ministered to me and said to me, there was a time, I think that was 2 years ago, na medyo mababa yung mga pang-i-invest. And I really was tempted to go and invest. And I said, Lord, ngayon nag-inquire na ako. Ayoko na yung hindi nag-inquire kay Lord. Sabi ko, Lord, obvious na to. Kailangan ko na maglagay ulit. Now, I'm not saying go to stock market, please. Right? You could go to mutual funds or do some investment. It doesn't matter. You have to study it. All right? Buy Randall's book, No Nonsense Personal Finance. All right? For you to know, okay, if you want to invest or not. But I won't go into that. But at the time, it was so obvious. Lord, if I put money now, this would actually grow. And then the Holy Spirit said, no, you cannot put there. It was like, Lord, sobrang obvious to. Parang, Lord, nagbabasa ka ba ng libro ni Randall? Di ba? Or ng mga blog nila, di ba? It was so obvious, but you know what? It was a gentle reminder from God. You know why you shouldn't put there? Because your heart is not right. You'll get greedy again. And so that was at the time that I had to really control what was in my hand and say, I will not put it there because I know my heart is not right. The timing was right, but the person who will put it there was not right. I had to inquire of the Lord, and it was like, Lord, you provide in some other ways. Maybe not that way, but in some other ways. I'm thankful to God for that. I'm thankful that I did not put it there, even though when you calculate it now, it should have tripled already. But I thank God because God was doing something in me 2-3 years ago when I was so tempted. Buti na lang I inquired of the Lord. Verse 5. And after David's heart struck him because he had cut off a corner of Saul's robe, he said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to put out my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed. Now, at that time, sabi na ng mga tao ni David, patayin mo na, ito na, pwede to. Diba? He cut off, when he cut off the robe, what happened next? Nung pagkakat niya at pagbalik niya, ang heavy nung heart niya, sabi niya, mali itong ginawa ako. And you know why? Because David, for the longest time, was a man of honor. He moved in the spirit of honor. And for him to even cut off the robe, it was actually a mistake. And his heart was so heavy. Even though, siguro sa... yeah, okay. Thank you. I'm not worthy of this. Si David din yun. Anyway, when they cut it off, it was like, for him, mali itong ginawa ako. Siguro sabi ng mga army niya, sir, exaggerate na kayo. Super, ang arte niyo, OA ka. Magiging hari ka ba talaga? Pusong mamon ka. Paano ka magiging hari? Hindi, mali ito, bakit? Anointed ni Lord yan, di ko pwedeng galawin yan. Tapos ginawa ko para, mistake. He says, I shouldn't touch him. Now, let me comment on this because we are living in an age where honor and respect has long been forgotten. And it is just so refreshing to read something like this, wherein here was a man who honored someone who wanted to kill him because he was the Lord's anointed. He did not even dare want to touch or kill the Lord's anointed, even though everybody around him said, you can actually do it already. This is your time. His heart was struck. Sobrang di siya maka, parang there was something there. Nahirap, nahirap siya. You know, recently, as you all know, we lost to Iran in our FIBA games. And it's okay. We're second place. They put a good fight. Di ba? Puso, puso, laban. And it was actually a good fight. But we made headlines again when Filipinos, us, started maligning the winner of the competition and saying cruel and dirty jokes about them that made it to social media. It was really a time to be ashamed of how we acted. We're like sore losers when those came out and it made the news how we couldn't even accept defeat because of what we were writing online. Parang natalo tayo, talo na, okay na yun. Di mo naman kailangan mag-below the belt eh. Di ba? Sanay tayo na pastime natin, manira ng tao, di ba? Sanay tayo mag-cyberbullying, pag may nakita kang galing mo mag-comment, di ba? Ang lakas mo mag-comment, di ba? Natalo yung manok mo sa The Voice, ang dami mong sinusulat, di ba? Feeling mo talaga, ikaw yung coach, kaya ka nga hindi coach kasi hindi ka marunong. Kaya wala ka doon, di ba? So, ibig sabihin, sobrang dami na. We move always in the spirit of dishonor instead in the spirit of honor. And when I say honor, it's not just with the people in authority, it's with all. We respect and we value the dignity of every person in this world. And we should not dare say something that is derogatory, no, to that person. You don't want, you know, to do that. You want to move in the spirit of honor. A couple mentored us in marriage, and what he said is actually a lifesaver. He said, if you have something good to say to your spouse, you say it. But if you have nothing good to say, just zip it, right? And I think that's right. You know, sometimes the things that we say to our spouse or to our kids, if there's nothing good that will come out of it, just don't say it. It means it's trash. Ang trash, you don't spread it around. You zip it and you take the trash out. Am I right? You know, you would see people who would make their spouse their joke material. You know, they're eating, they're with their friends, laging butt of jokes, yung asawa niya, pinagtatawanan. That's dishonoring, right? And it applies to both men or women. It's dishonoring. When somebody does that, it's below the belt. It's not moving in the spirit of honor. You know, because you're trying, pag yan ginawa sa'yo, can you take it? Yeah. Tayo minsan, galit na galit tayo. Sinulat ni Dan Brown, ganito yung Pilipinas. Tapos ganyan-ganyan. Boycott lahat, boycott yan. Pero pag tayo naman nagsabi, parang okay lang. Yeah. And we kind of have two standards when it comes to justice. Gusto natin, pag may gumawa na masama sa atin, justice shall prevail. Pero pag tayo may ginawa, pwedeng patawad, kamali lang. Diba? And it's true. And again, even in our family, not just during joke time or ano, even how you talk to them, how do you talk to your spouse? Sobrang, lagi ka bang sumisigaw sa asawa mo? That's dishonoring, right? If you're the man and you think you can control your wife by shouting, that's something cowardly that you do. You move in the spirit of dishonor. You don't do that to your spouse. Wives, the same way, you don't shout to your husband. Right? Or nag your husband all the time. Sometimes okay, all the time not okay. Right? Why? Because it's moving in dishonor. All right? You want to put them in a high premium, high value. Learn how to listen to them, and that's honoring them. That's why also one more rule in our house is if I heard some trash outside being said about my family, we don't put it inside our house. I hear something that was said about my spouse. I don't even tell her, honey, sabi ni ganito ganyan eh. Kaya hindi totoo. It doesn't even have to come to her, right? Because when I know it's trash, we throw it away. Right? No matter where it came from, whether it's from parents or grandparents or uncle or auntie, if it's not true, it's trash. We don't bring it to our home. When I hear someone commenting about my kids, if it's trash, it's trash. They don't need to hear it. Right? And it's the same thing with our staff here. When I hear something that's not true, if it's trash, it's trash. That's why when somebody would complain, a member, about our church, we move in the spirit of honor. It means we don't just believe that person. We hear two sides of the story. Why? We want to protect you. May nag-complain, may member ka raw, ganyan. Ah, ganun ba? Sige, tatanong namin. Hindi yun, ay, oo nga, mukha nga. Diba? No, you move in honor. Right? And David moved in honor because he knew it was the Lord's anointed one. And so he did not even want to touch the person. So David persuaded his men with his words and did not permit them to attack Saul. And Saul rose up and left the cave and went on his way. Sabi niya, wag na natin gawin to. Mali ito. Kung papatay natin, mali ito. Mali na nga yung ginawa ko, nakinat ko na yung robe niya. This is not right. Let's not do this. Let's believe that it is God who's going to give us the justice that we all deserve. Let's not take it into our own hands. You see, the major question when there's an injustice that's done to you is how does the Lord want us to use this occasion? Most of the time kasi kung may injustice na nangyari sa atin, dinaya tayo, niloko tayo, and all sorts of injustice. Ang una nating response is,
Anong pwedeng gawin dyan? Di ba? How can I hurt him the most because of what he has done for me? I just want justice. You know? Now, kasi kung ganun yung perspective natin, which David, hindi ganun yung perspective niya, we're making it again all about us. And we take God out of the equation. It's like we want to fight the battle for ourselves. When, as you know, in week one, David and Goliath, it is Jesus who fights the battle for us. Last week, it is Jesus who is our strength. And now, when times of injustice, nakakalimutan natin yung lesson 1 and 2 natin. Na si Lord yung pwedeng lumaban sa atin, at kay Lord ako kakapit para mas malakas ako. And we take matters into our own hands. Rather, what we need to ask is, Lord, how are you going to use this occasion? David's men saw it as an opportunity for revenge, but David saw it as an opportunity to show mercy and an opportunity to answer his own prayer for vindication. It was like, Lord, pwede ko nang gawin to, no? But I'm waiting that you be the one to do it. Because sa totoo lang, no? Honestly, right? Pag si Lord ang gumawa, mas okay eh. Kasi pag tayo gumawa, pwedeng palpak pa eh. Or kung tayo gumawa, hindi ganun kasakit. Di ba? Or hindi natin lang paano gagawin ni Lord, no? He could go both ways. You don't know how the Lord will do it. But I guarantee it is better if you let the Lord do it and vindicate you and not do it yourself. So it's a choice we need to make. Is this all about me again? How hurt I am? You know, how he did this to me? Or is this all about what God can do so people can see who this God really is in my situation? Diyan lalabas eh. Yeah. Kung kinino ba ulit ito? Is this about me? You know, he hurt me. You know, he destroyed my life. He destroyed my family. Or, Lord, paano ba ito, Lord, na ikaw yung makikita dito sa sitwasyon na ito? Lord, sa totoo lang, ang sakit-sakit nung ginawa niya sa akin. Lord, you be the one to bring justice because you are the Lord who is just. You are the Lord who vindicates. You are the Lord who judges people. Verse 8. Afterward, David also rose and went out of the cave and called after Saul, "My Lord, the king." And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the earth and paid homage. Grabe no? Sobrang respect at saka yung honor ni David kay Saul. This was the man who was trying to destroy him. He moved in an act of respect towards the king. You see, if you understand it is the Lord who will fight your battles, you will move in respect even with your enemies. Sa world kasi laban. Ah, ganun ha. You spread lies about me, you destroy me, papakita ko sa'yo, lalaban ako. Hindi ako duwag. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Right? May verse ka pa to justify what you're about to do. Okay? You seize the opportunity for vindication and vengeance. You know, I could remember two instances in my life where somebody spread lies about me. This was years, as in years ago. More than 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Long time. The other one was more than 7-8 years ago. I couldn't believe it. For the first time, wala akong kaaway, no? Lumaki, wala akong kaaway. Na hindi ko kamag-anak, na hindi ko kapatid, okay? Sa bahay lagi yung nagsusuntukan eh, no? Nung lumaki. Pero nung tumanda na kami, wala kaming kaaway. As in, sa sobrang cute ko at saka bayad ko, parang, there's no way magkakaroon ako ng kaaway. Until there's two similar instances, different accusations, where a lie was spread about me. It was like, it was so unthinkable. Sabi ko, ha? Sasabihin niya yun? Eh, pag nakikita kami, ang bait-bait niya sa akin. Niya, parang, ha?
Oh, hindi niya gagawin yun.
Ano sabi niya?
Hindi niya sasabihin yun.
Until we confirmed that he actually did it. And it was so hard for me. And you know what? At the time, what I wanted to do in the flesh, I wanted to vindicate myself. It was like, alam mo, pag pinagharap kami, kaya kong talo sa korte yan. Kung may korte man dito sa simbahan. Di ba? ang linis-linis ng ginagawa. Wala akong iniisip na gano'n. Ni hindi ko ginawa yung sinabi niyang ginagawa ko. And he was spreading lies and it was becoming personal attacks already and it was gossiping throughout the church. And so it was like, Lord, ikaw nang bahala. Hindi ko alam paano approach to, but I wanted to clear my name. And here's the reason why I wanted to clear my name. I'll be honest before you. It wasn't because I was right. It was because nasisira image ko eh. Mamababaw, no? Pero most of the time, kaya naman tayo palaban dahil nasisira yung image mo. And there's actually also pride in my heart at the time, even though I knew I did nothing wrong. But I wanted to defend myself so badly. But I thank God I did not went ahead of God. I thank God that the Holy Spirit stopped me from doing something foolish and make it a war between how good I am and how malicious and how deceitful they are. Two crucial things, okay, we hold on to in times of injustice. Pag andito ha, somebody's doing that to you, some gossip, some really destroying your life, okay, some abusing you. Two things you hold on to in times of injustice. Number one is integrity. You hold on to your integrity. What do you mean? Okay, later, let me explain. The second one is the gospel. Let me go to the first one. Number one is integrity. Sabi ni David sa Psalm 7, which is actually so familiar also with the story, was that the Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. In short, pag feeling mo may injustice, ang pwede mong panghawakan lang is actually your integrity. Hindi ka pwede mag-pray kay Lord na Lord, judge mo siya, pero alam mo may ginawa ka rin. Marami sa atin, kasi pagka, and this is so familiar, no? When you hear one side of the story, it's always the other one who's evil. May away. Kinausap mo yung lalaki. Ganito yan eh, ganito yan, ganito yan, ganito yan. After 30 minutes, pwede kong conclude, asawa mo, witch. Okay. Sa lahat ng pinagsasabi mo, grabe. Grabe talaga yan. Until you come and probe them with questions like, ikaw sa tingin mo, bakit ganon? Anong ginawa mo kaya siya nagkakaganon? Una, defend pa yan. Pero the more you probe, you start to see, may problema ka rin. Actually, ikaw ata yung problema. Yeah. Tapos pag pinagtapat mo na yung dalawa, face to face, at bawal na magsinungaling dahil may testigo na, doon lalabas yung totoong kulay. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo pwede sabihin injustice, injustice, pag alam mong wala kang integrity. Ibig sabihin ng integrity, it came from the root word integer, okay, which comes from my favorite subject, math. Okay, the favorite subject that I like to skip, okay, which is math. Okay. Integer means whole number. Okay. Hindi siya fraction, buo siya. Kung person of integrity ka, buo ka, buo ang kwento mo. Hindi nagbabago. Mabilis mamaspat ang sinungaling eh. Tanong ka lang ng tanong, mag-iiba na yung kwento niya kasi nakalimutan niya na yung sagot niya nung first few minutes eh. And he or she would cover up one lie to the other. Right? And so you actually see, ay, hindi na buo yung kwento mo. May binabago ka na. May ini-edit ka na. Right? And so David said, on my part, Lord, judge me according to my right, according to your righteousness and the integrity that is in me. Sabi niya, Lord, buo ako. Wala akong ginawa. Okay? I am clean. I know these are all lies. These are not true. And David was able to declare that. That's why he can hold on to it. Bakit? May integrity. Ibig sabihin, huwag kayong masyadong defensive pag merong kayong hater or merong kayong somebody's doing injustice to you. Huwag masyadong defensive. Kasi pag alam mo totoo yan, lalabas at lalabas yung totoo. And people can actually see. Yeah. Mukhang mas maniniwala ako dito sa isa kaysa dito sa isa. You know, the person I was telling you about, one of them,
said sorry to me this year, after 3 years. When he said sorry to me, I cried. Why? Hindi ko alam na 3 years ko na pala itong parang ang bigat-bigat sa akin kasi nagkikita kami. So pag nagkikita kami, parang para sa kanya wala lang. Pero alam ko lahat ng sinabi niya sa akin. So nag-sorry siya sa akin, parang, thank you, Lord. Okay. But I was quiet. Nobody knows. But when he said sorry, it was like I was vindicated. And I thank God, God did not bring about judgment upon his life. That, mahal ko rin naman yun eh. Siguro mainit lang ulo niya. Ewan ko kung anong toyo sa utak niya at that time. But it was 3 years. In fact, I've forgiven him. But when he said sorry, it was like closing something. There was a release that happened in me. And I knew there was a release that happened in him when he went and said sorry to me. Now, some of you here today, baka kayo yun. Kayo yung kailangan mag-sorry. Siguro nag-aantay na yun. Text mo lang, inaantay niya, o tawag mo lang na para sabihin sorry sa ginawa mong kasalanan. Yeah? And it could actually release someone from such a heavy load and burden. So let integrity hold you in times of injustice. You don't need to hide if there is nothing to hide. Tama ba? Kahit magpa-interview kayo sa Inquirer, kung wala kayong tinatago, wala kayong tataguin. Am I right? God will be the judge. Sometimes, our problem also is that when it comes to others' mistake, we're very quick to judge. But when it comes to our sin, we want mercy. David, in his mind, in his heart, treated Saul the same way he would want it to be treated when he would be king. Ano sabi niya? Buong buong loob ni David, verse 9. I love this conversation. That's why I put it in the keynote, even though it's long. David said to Saul, why do you listen to the words of men who say, behold, David seeks your harm. Behold, this day your eyes have seen how the Lord gave you today into my hand in the cave. Sabi ni David, Saul naman, ba't ka ba naniniwala sa mga tao around you? He said, look, I spared your life. Why listen to them? Now, just a tip, a life-saving tip. For all of us here in this room, when somebody says something, don't believe agad. Even though close friend mo yan, get both sides of the story. Okay? Don't believe just one. Yeah? Imagine mo, no? Kunyari, kausap ko si Shell, tapos galit pala siya kay Chinky. Example lang, Shell. Okay? Hindi makaya galit na. Okay. Alright. Sabi ni Shell, si Chinky, ganyan yan. Actually, kaya yan. Kaya mayaman, kuripa talaga yan. Ang daming pinagsasabi, Ching positive. Sobrang negative yung vibes ko dyan. Parang ganyan. Diba? So lahat na pinagsasabi niya. Pag hindi ko kilala si Chinky, at nakikinig ako kay Shell, dahil kumari ko siya, sabi ko, ha, ganun ba? Oh, grabe, plastic pala yan, no? Grabe naman. So kung magkikita kami ni Chinky, anong ugali ko sa kanya? Yeah. Ching positive. Galit ka, di ba? Bakit? Dahil lang sa kwento ng isa. Di ba? Yung pala, ang totoong kwento, may utang si Shell, naniningil si Chinky, tinatakbuhan niya. Kaya ko ripot, dahil mayaman naman, kumikita naman, tapos eto lang utang ko. Di ba? Yung pala, yun yung kwento. That's why you need to hear both sides of the story. And David was saying, why do you listen to this people? I don't want to kill you. I honor you. I respect you. You see, I just cut off a robe, a part of your robe. Behold, and some told me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, I will not put out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, see the corner of your robe in my hand. For by the fact that I cut off the corner of your robe and did not kill you, you may know and see that there is no wrong or treason in my hands. It's so clean. I have not sinned against you, though you hunt my life to take it. May the Lord judge between me and you. May the Lord avenge me against you, but my hand shall not be against you. I love this verse here because David was saying, I won't judge you. So, ewan kong bakit mo to ginagawa? I would not judge you. I would not even avenge. But may the Lord be the one to avenge. Bigat nun, ha? Sabi ni David, hindi ko gagawin to. Hindi kita kakawayan. Pero ang kaaway mo si Lord. Hindi ako. Wala kang maririnig sa akin. As in, hindi ko tweet to, hindi ko Instagram yung robe mo. Okay? Na nakakaya at napicture ang kapa namin na nakaupo dyan. Di ba? pang blackmail ko yon, di ba? Hindi ko gagawin lahat yon. Si Lord ang kalaban mo, hindi ako. In fact, I respect you so much, I told my men to erase all the photos in their cell phone. Okay. Ganon. This is a new translation, no? Modern translation. But he says, but my hand shall not be against you. Wala, there will be no trace of my hand in any work that will try to destroy you. It is the Lord who will judge you. As the proverb of the ancient says, out of the wicked comes wickedness, but my hand shall not be against you. After whom has the king of Israel come out? After whom do you pursue? After a dog? After a flea? So, ano ka ba? Aso lang ako, kuto lang ako. Why do you even spend time with me? You know, trying to kill me. I won't even bother you. He says, out of the wickedness comes wickedness. Bigat na sabi niya, dahil yung puso mo wicked, lahat ng inisip mo wickedness. Yeah. Kaya nga yung mga offended people, ganun sila. Yung mga laging galit, feeling nila galit ka sa kanila. Bakit? Lagi siyang galit eh. So yun yung lens nila. Yung mga daming bitterness, di ba? Mabilis magtampo. Bakit? Eh kasi ganun yun na sa puso nila eh. Yung lahat ko question about yung may sinabi ka lang na good morning ka, hindi good, masama yung pagka good morning. Hindi ito exaggerate, no? Pero pagka ganun ka, may problema ka. Totoo may problema ka, and you have to deal that with the Lord. Yeah? You cannot put color in everything. You have to actually look deep in your heart and let God expose whatever sin is there. Alright? Because, you know, if you love hurting people, it's because you're hurt. You love hating people because you've been hated upon. That's why there are issues in your heart that you need to deal with. Out of the wickedness, out of sin would come sin. May the Lord therefore be judge and give sentence between me and you, and see to it and plead my cause and deliver me from your hand. Dahil si David buong buo, may integrity, sabi niya, judge tayo ni Lord. Tayong dalawa. Tignan natin sino mag-judge sa atin. Because he knew he was on right standing before the Lord. Okay. He tells King Saul what he needs to hear. He says, I have no intention of hurting you. In fact, I honor you. What you are doing, King, is actually sin. But in spite of your wickedness, I honor you. Let God be your judge. I hope ganun tayo. Bago pa pumunta sa korte yung mga problema nyo sa kamag-anak, sa friends nyo, sa barkada nyo, lalo na pag dalawa kayo Christian, ano sabi sa Bible, di ba? Papaabutin nyo pa ba yan sa korte? Usap na lang kayo. And let God vindicate you. Alright? What that means is, I'm not saying don't go to court if it need be that you need to go to the court. But, nag-usap na ba kayo? Yeah? Have you threshed it out? Alright? Are you cooperating? Or you're so decided already that once again it becomes all about you and not how God can use this occasion so that the gospel can and God may be glorified in this situation. This is hard. In fact, as I'm saying this and preparing this, hirap nito. Parang yung ginagawa ni David dito kasi talaga may karapatan na si David patayin si Saul eh. Ito pa rin yung ginawa niya. You know, the Puritans prayed this. And I love this prayer because it shows to us the heart of justice, the justice of God. He says, let me never forget that the heinousness of sin lies not much in the nature of sin committed as in the greatness of the person sinned against. In short, hindi raw issue kung ano yung sin na kinomit mo. Kasi lahat naman tayo nagkasala na eh. Lahat tayo nagkamali. May nasabi tayo. Yung iba sa atin, may sinira ka ng buhay. Okay? I think all of us, we go through that. Right? But in that prayer, it says, the heinousness is not in what's committed, but who you sin against. Because you sin against God. When you do injustice, you're sinning against God. In another perspective, no, is that, sino bang kalaban mo? Ang Diyos ang kalaban mo. You're unfaithful to your spouse, hindi mo kalaban spouse mo, biyanan mo. Kalaban mo si Lord. You're sinning against a holy God.
You see, naninira ka ng tao, you're spreading lies, you're not actually sinning just against that person, you're sinning against God. Because that is God's child. That is God's creation. Mabigat yan. Don't make light of it. Jesus went down on earth to die for our sins. Don't make light of what Christ did for us on the cross so that justice may be served. Kaya nga tayo forgiven because Christ came down on earth to die for us. That's justice being served. That's why as Christians, it's easier to forgive. And even in the midst of injustice, though it's really, really hard, to actually say, let God be the judge of the sin that you have committed. Justice is not saying it's okay, I forgive you and let's forget about it. It means I respect you, but I need to call out that sin that you've committed. The Lord be the judge and let the Lord vindicate me for what you have done. You see, if we want to experience the grace of God, we must know the justice of God. Bakit ang mga Christians naiyak sa grace ni God? Dahil alam nila yung justice ni God. Na isang kasalanan, out si Adam and Eve. Na yung kasalanan natin would bring us to hell. But the grace of God set us free. That's why you have to know the justice of God. And that's why you need to administer justice to people because you understand the grace of God. He said to David, you're more righteous than I, for you have repaid me good, whereas I have repaid you evil. And you have declared this day that you have dealt well with me in that you did not kill me when the Lord put me into your hands. For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away safe? So may the Lord reward you with good for what you have done to me this day. And then Saul makes a pronouncement. And now behold, I know that you shall surely be king and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand. There's always blessing for those people who trust in the Lord to vindicate them. Mismo na yung kaaway nagsabi, ikaw nga yung magiging susunod na hari ng Israel. Let me end with Psalms 57, where David wrote this and said, be merciful to me, O God. This was the song he wrote when he experienced this. He says, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. Sa'yo ako tumatago, Lord. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storm of destructions pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. Sabi ni David, yung mga gustong sirain ako, actually sila yung masisira. Yung gustong sirain yung bahay ko, kinilang buhay ang nasira. God will send out His steadfast love and His faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down in amid fiery beasts, the children of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. May mga ganun ba kayong friends? Right? Talim. Pag may sinasabi, susugatan ka na kahit hindi totoo. But there was quiet, assured confidence in the Lord even amidst the danger. David was like saying, they're doing all this, but I know where I stand. My integrity is intact, and I know my God loves me, and my God will protect me. His steadfast love is with me. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. What it's saying is that my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Four times siya na sinasabi, steadfast daw yung love ni Lord sa kanya. At dahil doon, steadfast din siya kay Lord. Ina-assure lang siya nung pag-ibig ni Lord. Sabi niya, gawin nila lahat yan sa akin. Okay lang, love ako ni Lord. You know what that means? Take home ko dito, no, is this. God doesn't just promise to fight for us, which was week one. Week two, God did not just promise to give us strength in the midst of our weaknesses. But the great news is that He also judges the people who go against His people, His righteousness, and His plan. If it's been the plans of the enemy, they will fail. Why? Because our God is a just God. Now, let me end with this. You heard the story, you read the psalm. I don't know where you are, if you're David or you're Saul. And it actually doesn't matter much. It matters, but not much, whether you're David or you're Saul. The real heart of the story is this. is nasaan si Jesus sa occasion na to? Is Jesus your vindicator or not? Okay. Will you let Jesus vindicate you? Will you let Jesus judge those who are doing injustice to you? That at the end of the day, in spite of all the injustice, I hope you can declare when you go home with your family, He is my vindicator. Lord, I stand with my integrity intact. And Lord, You are my vindicator. You will vindicate me from all the things that was said and done against me that I know are evil and wicked, and You will be the judge of these people. Let's all bow down our heads and pray. Lord, we just want to thank You because You are our judge. Thank You because You are a just God. You're not just a loving God, but You're a just God. And we know at the same time, because of Your justice, we needed the grace of God. Lord, for us to be saved, we have to understand both sides of the coin. You are just, but You're merciful and loving. Lord, and I pray for my brothers and sisters today who are going through, Lord, injustice. Those who have been destroyed by lies, by evil and wickedness. Lord, I pray today that You would comfort them. At the same time, assure them, Lord, that it is You who will judge these people. It is Your hand, Lord, that will take control. Lord, I pray that we won't take matters into our own hands. Hindi kami manguna sa inyo. Lord, but we would wait for Your move, even Your go signal, even before doing anything. I pray, Lord, that even when injustice is done and no matter how it hurts, I pray, Lord, yung attitude namin, hindi yung it's all about me, how I'm hurt. But Lord, may we ask the question, how will the Lord use this occasion to bring about His glory? That David was able to write, be exalted, O God, above the earth. Let Your glory fill the earth. Lord, thank You because such example humbles us that even in the midst of injustice, David was thinking about the glory of God. So I pray for each and everyone. Lord, I pray that You would comfort those who have experienced injustice. And I pray that You would bring justice, Lord, to their situation. Lord, I also pray for my brothers and sisters today who might have done injustice to others. Lord, Your grace is bigger than anything that we've done. And I pray that You would give us the grace to take action. Lord, sa mga taong sinaktan namin, sinira yung buhay, we spread malicious lies about them. Lord, give us the grace to confront them and say sorry and repent of our ways. Lord, I pray, God, that as Your people, as Your church, kami magiging prime example of what justice is all about. Thank You, Lord, because our life is in Your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, just one more thing. I just need to say this. I said this in our 10 a.m. I just felt like some of you here today, kayo yung may kasalanan. Kayo yung may ginawa. Pero dati hindi pa kayo Christian. Kaya for you, okay lang. Pero ngayon, na kay Lord ka na, I believe you need to have an action plan. After nito, anong kailangan mong gawin? Kailangan mong puntahan yung mga taong inutangan mo, yung mga taong sinira mo. Say sorry. Pag ikaw may utang ka, punta mo yung inutangan mo. Sabi mo, babayaran kita, hindi ako tatakbo. Lalakad lang ako. Pero hindi ako tatakbo. Dito pa rin ako, magpaparamdam ako sa'yo. If it means I give you 1,000 a month, I'll do so. I'll try my best by the grace of God because I'm now a Christian. Gusto kong balikan, gusto kong bayaran yung mga kasalanan ko. Dahil pinatawad na rin ako ni Lord. And I just want to say sorry. You need to take some action. Some of you need to say sorry to your spouse for the injustice you've done, to your kids, to your relatives. I don't know. It's ikaw may alam kung ano yun. Right? But I do pray for the grace of God to be with you. Let's all stand up. Let me just bless you. Lord, may You bless each and everyone here today. Lord, I know this is a hard story with a lot of things that that's so hard to do. But I thank God for the grace that is available for us to do these things. Lord, may we move in love and compassion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorygreenhills.org/resources.